While the lair of the sand witches exists below the dunes, if you know where the entrance is, you can get inside. And if you're able to do so, such as at a time when the Sphinx guard is taking a nap, or if you've already outmatched her, you can easily find a cool place to escape the sandy desert sun. And the perils below tend to be more titillating than those above. You enter presently, and the cool breezes, which are carefully redirected through tunnels in the rock, wash away the fatigue and warmth of the outside, leaving you pleasantly chilled. From there, it's a simple detour into a cloakroom. A sandy, form-concealing outfit brings your temperature to exactly the right spot. Familiar, the embrace of this place. Hood up, and you look like just another one of the many witches who roam the halls in this place. But you have a goal in mind. There's a specific place you intend to go. A person you mean to see. She awaits you, and you eagerly anticipate seeing her again. Somehow you know all of this. You see her in your mind, her dark skin, the living darkness of a night full of potential. You see her length in your mind as well, for it is a feature she was proud of, and you remember touching her shaft, caressing her sex. You remember how you got out of there safe and unchanged last time. But she told you that when you returned, you would end up kneeling and sucking and swallowing her cum. You have a goal in mind, mostly unchanged last time. You still see it, swaying and moving side to side, remembering how it seemed to twitch in response to your vision, as though she liked being looked at. You still ache in some ways for exactly what she promised would happen if you returned. The danger of being made to kneel and provide a particular service. The witches who live here are neither corrupted nor malicious, at least not overtly. But they are fighting against the corruption of the world above, using sex and magic and anything else they can. And part of that magic is to have the cum witches impregnate their fellow workers in the coven, causing more and more magically powerful children to be born. To do this, they were given the magically enhanced cocks which your mind still fixates on. Of course, as you meander through the hallways amid the breezes, feeling your own arousal becoming ever more obvious and powerful, the thoughts intensify. But that's normal. Your legs have carried you, on automatic pilot, through the main promenade, where many sandwiches milk their breasts or rest on couches laid over with fine silks, planning the day's patrol routes or the duties they'll perform here in the research labs of the coven. You've gone down a side hallway, which you know leads to a very special classroom that the cum witch on duty always calls home. She has been given a very horny, lengthy, magically imbued cock, but she seldom gets to give it any pleasure, since she is constantly busy impregnating the other members of the coven when they have time. The issue is, sometimes she wants a handjob or fellatio, and you know she yearns for these non-standard pleasures to grace her body. She warned you that if you returned, you would kneel, you would suck, and you would swallow her cum from her shaft, eagerly. Who knows what that magically imbued spunk might do to you? Who knows what the vision of her magnificent member has already done? Well, you intend to shortly find out. Of course, getting pleasure given to you by her might also be possible. You know she has a neglected pussy as well, that could use some service. You know she has nimble fingers and a long tongue. But first thing is first. She seemed sad in a way. Isolated. Like no one thinks about her needs. Lonely, perhaps. The queen of this coven has done a lot of good work to get the desert above restored to the lush paradise it once was. Already you can find more oases than you can before. But the queen is treating living, aroused, intelligent women more like specialized insects than like people. To do so, she really should think about their needs. After all, they're bound to perform better that way. And if you can subvert the current oppression that this witch suffers a little bit by reminding her of the important pleasures she's neglected, reminding other members, too, the pleasures they deserve, the pleasures they should feel every now and then. That's just your duty, right? With this thought process rolling through your head alongside images of her rigid length, you find your body standing outside the curtain to the classroom, within which you know the come witch waits. Your mind might be very far away, or at least shifted slightly off its usual alignment and into a more cock-positive frame of reference, but you know that much. In fact, you've been feeling her presence, memories of her statuesque beauty, the generous curves of her massive breasts, the way her length seemed to bob and sway only when you looked directly at it, as if happy to be paid attention. And you remember also the wet drooling of her pussy, left neglected and untouched as it dappled her inner thighs, her nectar arising in response to the arousal she only ever gets to satiate in one way. And you changed all that. Isn't it responsible to return and check on your partner? Plus, that look on her face. She probably didn't want to let you go. These thoughts complicate your otherwise quite efficient decision-making process as you stand outside a particular curtain. You push it aside and step within the classroom. And there she is. Peculiarly, no one in the room except her. Usually, she'd have a client sprawled across the desks. You see the desks, yet this is a classroom like last time. A blackboard shoved into one corner. It appropriately bears a drawing of an erect penis, but you pay little mind to that, because your eyes keep getting drawn back to her. The room is fuzzy, except for her. Her dark skin brings her into sharp detail against the sandy color of the stone in this room and the faint orange glow of the torchlight. She's incredibly tall. Some of the witches in the coven have multiple breasts, but she has only one pair instead of two or three. But this one pair of massive breasts is much larger than your head. The lower bound of these magnificent mammaries is just above her belly button.